Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, wake up.
What's up? Is it George?
Oh, he's with Will, remember?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I made you some tea.
Oh, lovely.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Ed.
Did we get any more brain polish?
Oh, no, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, well, I'll just give them the rub over with the duster then. Huh. Look at you.
What?
Ironing on Christmas morning.
Oh, I'm just doing me dress for church. Meant to do it days ago, it's just...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I haven't been on top of things all week.
Where's that coffee, Mum?
Oh, on the side. It's probably cold by now.
Too busy killing aliens.
It's not that sort of game.
Well, it's just the one you wanted, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Thanks.
20 more minutes then, Christopher, and then we got to get off to do the bells.
Sure, no problem. I'll just finish this level.
Right.
So, how much longer do you reckon you'll be?
Oh, it's just the dairy cars to feed.
The kids are fit to explode. Coffee for the worker.
Oh, thanks, Heather. Oh, wow.
There's a drop of something warming in it, David.
Sorry, no sir.
And you're not to worry about drinking. I'm quite happy to drive everyone over to Lower Loxley after lunch.
Well, never mind the driving. Will I be seeing straight enough to do the afternoon milking?
Worship Christ the newborn King.
It's often said that Christmas is a time for families. The Christmas story itself is the story of a mother and a father who experienced the joy of a new birth in times of hardship. But I'd like to spend a few moments thinking of the many people who...
Do you think someone would give you a lift back?
What?
Some of you may be aware...
Clary would, wouldn't she?
What do you mean?
Just got to sort something out.
William?
I'll see you back at home.
Where are you going?
And I'd be joining them. It's always a lovely experience.
How's it doing?
Well, it's difficult to tell. Mum always said this oven took twice as long as a proper one.
Well, what should a chicken take?
Well, it's not a big one. Hour and a half, maybe?
Well, I'll just eat it when it's ready, eh? There's no rush, is there?
Oh, I suppose not. Oh, who's that?
Father Christmas.
He's been already, and you really shouldn't...
He looks great on you, though.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Hello, Emma. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, do you want to come in?
Yeah, okay. Morning, Ed.
Hello, Neil.
Ooh, got yourself a little Christmas tree, I see.
Yeah, they had a few to clear on Friday.
Oh, very nice.
All ready for George later?
Yeah, he'll like that. Emma, do you think I could have a word?
Of course, yeah.
In private. It's nothing bad.
Oh, okay, Well, do you want to...
No, that's all right. I'll just go check on the car.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you in a bit.
I'll take your coat, Ed.
Oh, yeah, right.
What's it like out?
Oh, much the same.
Just give me a shout when you're done, yeah?
Yeah, we will. What is it, then?
Well, I've been thinking... I know your mother wasn't happy about you spending Christmas Day here in the caravan. Well, I wasn't either, really. That big house there with just the three of us and you in here...
You're doing all right.
Yeah, I can see that. But, well, it's not ideal, is it? It's not how it should be.
So?
So, we'd like you and Ed to join us for Christmas dinner.
Oh. Dad, that's a lovely offer. I really appreciate it.
Great. I thought if you...
What, is this you talking or is it Mum?
What do you mean?
Has she put you up to this?
No! Honestly.
Because, look, there's no point in us all sitting around the table if you're hating Ed being there.
Emma, I can't pretend I'm happy about what's happened these last few months. It isn't what I wanted for you.
What about what I want, though?
Yes, I know. You've got to make your own decisions. But you'll always be my little girl, Emma. And it's Christmas. If Ed really means that much to you...
You know he does.
And if you want to be with him on your first Christmas together...
Yeah, I do, Dad.
Well, then I'd like you both up at the house. With me and your mum. With the family.
And that one's for you, Pip.
Thank you.
Do you want to take them through to Josh and Ben?
All right. Boys, who's just bought us my present?
It's a top. I've kept the receipt, so if she doesn't like it, just let me know.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
As they get older, it gets harder to judge what's right, especially at Pip's age.
It's very nice of you to bother at all.
Oh, I enjoy it.
So, you just come from church, then?
Yeah. Oh,
that must have been... different.
Well, it was interesting, certainly, David. Are you having a good day? Busy with the cooking, I expect?
Mum's taking charge. I'm hardly allowed to lift a finger.
Oh, lovely. So it's eat your own weight in turkey and then feet up in front of the telly, then?
No, no chance. No, we're all going to Lower Loxley after lunch.
Oh, of course you said.
Kenton's organising lots of games for us, so I can't see there being much foot-up time.
Games?
Hunt the ancestor?
Oh, pin the tail on the old retainer. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Do you want a drink, Usha?
No, I must dash. I'm going to help Alan and Amy with this meal for the homeless.
Whoa, that's brave.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm certainly having a very interesting Christmas day.
Neil? What on earth happened to you?
What's going on, Dad?
Did you get a lift back okay?
Yeah, Ling the snail dropped us off.
That's my new game.
There's been a bit of a change of plan for today. Emma's going to join us for dinner.
What?
And Ed.
Ah, oh, cool.
That's okay with you, isn't it?
Oh, of course, but...
I went up to the caravan and asked them. Well, with Betty, look, you just never know what's going to happen, do you? And I couldn't bear the thought of them over there and us over here.
Oh, Neil, that's lovely. Oh, thank you.
Now, they've just rung to say they're on the way, so, Christopher, I hope you don't mind, but you'll have to do without your game for a couple of days.
Is that for Ed, then?
Is that okay with you? We'll get you a replacement as soon as the shops are open.
Yeah, no sweat.
Right.
Well, the food, though, will it go round?
Well, the turkey's plenty big enough. And you've got veg in the freezer, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I suppose
and
so.
And they said they'd bring over what they were preparing, spuds and that, so I don't think we'll go hungry.
Oh, Neil, I can't believe it.
Thanks, Chris, for being so understanding.
Just remember you owe me.
Oh, hello. Oh, Emma, love. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, and you, Mum.
Where shall I put this veg?
Oh, just down here, Ed.
Oh, you're like Chris.
Sign me.
We rung Will. Told him to bring Georgie in up to the caravan.
Oh, good. Close the door, Christopher.
Oh, that's all right. I got it.
Oh, this is going to be lovely. The whole family together, just like it should be.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking us. Like, I mean, no, well, thanks.
Oh, that's all right. It's, you know...
Can I have a lager, Dad?
Yeah, why not? Drinks all round, eh?
Here we are, then.
Look at this turkey, Ben. Isn't it enormous?
That's no way to talk about your mother.
Cheeky silly.
Can you move the front, please, Pippi?
Okay.
Oh, that looks fantastic, Heather.
Oh, well, the proof's in the eating.
My cracker, Dad.
All right, Ben.
And mine, Dad.
Okie dokie. Both together, then. Hold tight. Hey! Right, who's going to fight me for a leg?
Oh, all pudding, anyone?
Mm. Not for me, love. Oh. I'll have some.
Oh, how about you, Ed?
Well, only if there's some spare.
Oh, you and Christopher can split that, can't you?
Well, that's okay with you, Chris.
Yeah, I can always have some cake after.
Oh, I don't know. Where'd they put it all?
Search me, Emma. Oh, pass us your bowl, then, Ed.
Oh, thanks.
So, we all go and see Mike at... Oh, we almost said Mike and Betty.
Oh, I know, love. I'm doing it all the time.
We'll be for a while yet, I dare say.
I'd like to see Ailey, though. Find out how she coped with the Christmas dinner. Do you want to come, Ed?
I don't know. They might not want loads of people round.
You could stay here and we'll play your new game, Ed.
Yeah, if you like.
Reckon I might have a bit of a head start on you.
Oh, yeah? I'll see about that.
Oh, that'd be Will with George. Right, I'll go. Oh, wonderful. That's the finishing touch, isn't it, Neil?
Yep.
Our grandson's first Christmas.
Oh, so nice to be home.
So how will Amy get back?
She's staying over. I'm picking her up from Trina's in the morning. So it's just the two of us for the rest of the evening. Hope that's all right.
Very all right.
Well, we could go to the ball.
No, this is fine, thanks.
Good.
Now I know why you help out at the Elms.
Yeah?
I thought it was Christian charity, but it's just so you can get a turkey dinner.
You got me sussed. Well, the vegetarian daughter, and you're no help.
It was a fascinating experience, Alan.
Yeah, it's hard work though, isn't it?
I didn't realise it would include the washing up as well.
No, I kept that quiet, didn't I?
I'm surprised you weren't Father Christmas.
What, given my propensity to dress up in outlandish costumes? No, Ernie always does that. Has done for years, apparently.
It really makes you think. A little gift for each person, probably the only Christmas present they're going to get.
Most people would go all boring if you gave them a pair of socks, but for those guys...
It makes you realise how lucky we are.
It certainly does.
Thank you for taking me.
Thank you for helping me. Shall I put the kettle on?
Love a cup of tea.
All right, in a minute.
You know, I'd never have thought of spending Christmas Day like this, or any day come to that. But it was brilliant.
Good.
And you're brilliant. Happy Christmas.
Nice day for it.
Yes, you're right, Nigel.
We should get some decent shooting, I think.
And how was Christmas?
Not bad, thank you.
I know, it must have been strange.
Very. We'd had plenty of Christmases without Mummy before, when she was in Barbados, you know, but this was rather different.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And Lewis found it very hard.
Did you have an event on?
No, just family. But practically all the family. Archer's side, anyway. The Brookfield contingent joined us after lunch.
Well, at least you've got the space for it.
And how about your day, Lillian?
Oh, no, yes, I have got a bone to pick with you. You lot woke me up.
Oh, playing football?
The Bells.
It wasn't that early.
No, Matt and I went round to Steve Chalkman's on Christmas Eve. Made a bit of a night of it.
Ah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so you should be. And then we had Mum and Jack over after church.
Oh, yes. I saw them there. And Usha, actually.
Oh, really? Is she converting?
No, just supporting Alan, I think. Did you get any nice presents?
Well, Matt bought me the most fabulous earrings. Sapphires and diamonds in an Art Deco setting.
Oh, smashing.
White gold. I'm going to wear them to the Goodmans on New Year's Eve. Are you going?
No, we have our own gala ball.
Oh, yes, cool. Tickets gone well?
Nearly sold out.
Well done. How about you? Did you get any beautiful earrings?
No. But Lizzie did buy me this jacket.
Yeah, I thought it looked new. It's not waxed, is it?
No, it's frightfully high-tech. Waterproof, breathable.
Very nice.
It does everything bar laid your gun for you.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning, Will.
Do you want to draw your pegs?
After you.
Four.
Nigel?
Three.
Now, no stealing my birds.
I wouldn't dream of it. How was your Christmas, Will?
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, I had a great time with my family and my son.
Yes, of course, George's first Christmas.
Oh, it was the best Christmas I've ever had, waking up with him. And then Mum did a fantastic spread at Keeper's Cottage.
I'm glad it went well.
Oh, anyway, if you'll excuse me.
Of course, you've got a busy day ahead of you.
Only two pegs left, Oliver.
What have you got, then?
Three.
Four. How about you?
Eight.
Young Will seems happy.
Does he?
They are very full of Christmas good cheer.
Well, I just hope he's got his act together this time.
Oh, come on, Matt. All friends today.
Yeah, even so. I hope he won't need another reminder about his place in the scheme of things.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Pat.
You're not going out to the veg, are you?
No, I think I'll come in after this.
I just need a cabbage.
Well, I could get that for you.
No, it's all right, I'll do it. I thought I'd make some coleslaw to go with the cold meats.
And you are doing Bubble and Squeak, aren't you?
Yes, don't worry.
It wouldn't be Boxing Day without Bubble and Squeak.
I've just come back from Willow Farm.
Have you?
Yeah, I took them over some ice cream.
Oh, that was a nice thought. How were they?
Well, Mike was a bit subdued.
Really?
More than that, actually. He barely said a word while I was there.
Yeah.
Just sat there in the corner looking crushed.
Yeah, well, it's hardly surprising, is it?
No, I know, but you remember how depressed he got in the past.
When he lost his eye.
Not just then. You know he's a bit prone to it. And now he's suffered one of the worst traumas there is.
Yes, well, we both know what that's like.
I'm worried about him. I could see him going really downhill.
Well, you just can't imagine a future without Betty.
But there is one. We know that.
Well, at least he's got a close family around him.
Yeah, well, so did I. It's hard to say it, but sometimes it's not enough.
No.
And they've been bereaved too. Roy, Brenda, Haley. They've got to deal with it themselves and support Mike. It's tough.
Look, should I pop over and see him, do you think?
Would you?
Yeah, I'll go as soon as I finish this.
Thanks, love.
Do you want a hand?
Just take my gun, would you, Nigel?
Of course.
Oh, thanks. I'll have it now.
Shall we wait for Matt?
No. Let him finish his phone call.
Well, the pegs are this way.
Right.
I don't think I've ever shot this drive.
No, I mainly do the home farm ones, or the estate.
It makes a change to shoot at Grey Gables.
Not that I'm shooting at my best.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Lillian.
It's all that heavy food yesterday, that's the trouble.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. We were very careful. We only drank champagne all day, and that never gives you a hangover, does it?
Well, I think it depends on the quality.
Well, the Jack and Mum drank very much.
And how was he?
Oh, you know, actually, he was in rather good form. If I'm honest, I think Matt would have preferred us to be on our own.
Yeah, your first Christmas together.
Exactly. But it was very pleasant. I'm not sure Jack had much recollection of yesterday morning, but he was very good value on Christmas's past.
That's good.
Oh, and Adam joined us for lunch.
He must be busy. Well, looking after the farm as well as keeping his eye on the shoot.
Brian and Jenny in South Africa, lucky things. Mm-hmm. You know, they've started lambing at home farm.
Yeah, bad timing.
Well, I suppose it makes sense to a farmer, but it looks like very bad planning to me. And, of course, Ian's working his little cotton socks off.
Yeah, busy time of year for a chef.
Yeah, so they're planning to have their own Christmas day on Thursday.
Oh, good idea.
There's one thing I'm looking forward to today, a Grey Gables lunch. Make a change from Jennifer's venison casserole.
Though that is very good.
Oh, yes, yeah. Nigel, what do you feel about bridle ways over your land?
How do you mean?
Do you maintain them?
Well, not personally.
But as a landowner, you make sure they're kept in good condition.
I try to, certainly.
You're a rider yourself, of course. You know how important they are.
Naturally.
So you would never, just speaking hypothetically, change a bridle way sign to a footpath sign, for example?
Why would I do that?
To discourage users.
That doesn't sound very British.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Could you take your pegs, please?
Oh.
Better get your gun out.
Yes, I think it's more accurate that way.
Maybe I should try leaving mine in it.
I'm sure you've got your eye in now.
You ready, Nigel?
Yeah. Fire away.
As it were.
Come on.
Here they come.
Damn it!
Mike?
Oh. Oh, hello, Tony.
Brenda said you were out here.
Yeah. If
Thought I'd give the coal store a clean while there wasn't much in it.
While your replacement guy...
Stan.
Stan is doing the round?
That's right. I know it's Boxing Day, but I just get fed up sitting around.
Oh, I know the feeling. I'd rather be active.
Other times, Christmases, I used to love having a couple of days off. Put me feed up, veg out a bit, nothing better.
Not this year, though.
No.
How was yesterday?
It's better than I expected, to be honest.
Oh, really?
It was... Oh, we all pulled together. Tried to remember some of the good times.
Oh, Mike.
Did it for Betty, you know.
I know. It's what she'd have done for you.
Oh, it gets me like this. I'm okay for a while and then I see something or remember something.
Yeah, well, it's very early days, yes.
I'm just glad Phoebe isn't here. She'll be having a much better time with Kate.
I think that was the right decision.
Yeah. Oh, thank Pat for the ice cream, will you?
Oh, that's all right.
When she came, I was a bit, well, you know.
Ah, never mind.
Did I worry her?
Well,
Is that why you're here?
Well, yes, to be honest. I thought I'd pop round and see how you were.
Thanks.
Must be going round in your head the whole time.
It is. It's like this big weight on top of me. I keep thinking if they hadn't discharged her. If she'd been in hospital when she had the...
The second attack?
Yeah.
When will you get the post-mortem report?
Later this week.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find there's nothing that could have prevented it.
I hope so. But if something had been done differently... I can't bear thinking about it.
Sometimes it just happens. There's no logic.
Like your John, you mean?
Well, that week you had with Betty, I'd have given anything to have had another week with John. Another hour. Just so that he knew that I loved him.
Count my blessings, you mean?
Oh, it's probably no help at all right now, but the way you looked after her, she'll have known just how much you loved her.
Never been much of one for saying it.
But did you say it?
Yeah, I told her. She knew.
Well, cheers anyway, Nigel.
Why anyway?
I don't know why I ever took up this stupid pastime.
Oh, don't worry, we've all had days like that. Sometimes I couldn't hit a low-flying bus.
I'm just glad I wasn't pegged near Matt.
Inclined to tease, is he?
In the same way that the Am is inclined to flow incessantly.
How's your election campaign going?
Good idea, change the subject. Well, the village pond clear-up went well.
I thought Linda was doing that.
Yeah, well, she made a lot of noise about it. I actually got it done.
I see.
Well, it's typical of her dirty tricks.
Surely not, Lillian.
Didn't you hear about her 12 Days of Christmas song?
Oh, yes, but I hardly think that counts
as
dirty.
Good morning, then.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, Mac.
Never better.
Looking forward to the daub of venison.
Daub?
Sounds delicious.
As in venison casserole.
Yeah, good winter fare.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Hello again, Will. Nigel. Oh, yeah, just wanted to check that everyone was happy with the day so far.
Oh, yes.
We didn't start Jiggins Copse too early for you.
Was that the second drive?
Yeah.
No, that was fine, thanks.
How about you, Mr. Crawford?
Hmm?
Hope everything's satisfactory?
Yeah, it's all going very well.
Excellent.
You're doing a good job, Will.
Thank you. Right, just need a word with Adam.
Don't let us keep you.
Excuse me. Adam, you've been waiting for Wednesday.
So you've forgiven him, then?
How do you mean? William's got my every confidence.
Right, I won't be long.
Where are you going?
I want a word with Ian.
Ian?
About the menu. See you soon.
Come on through, Alan. I'm really sorry.
Hey, look, don't worry. There's no rush.
I had such a busy day with the family yesterday and I didn't get back until late.
Really, Usha, it's fine.
Then I didn't sleep very well. And as soon as the alarm went off, well, of course, then I dropped right off.
Yeah, I've done that myself.
Right.
Where did I put my rucksack?
Look, take your time. I haven't got anything else planned this morning.
Oh, it's in the cupboard under the stairs, I think.
Did you have a nice day?
What?
With your family?
Oh, well, you know, families. Oh, there you are. Well, I need a waterproof, do you think? Or just a warm coat?
I'd take both if I were you. The weather looks a bit threatening.
And I said I'd do food, didn't I? I was going to defrost some of Auntie Satya's samosas.
We can get something at the shop.
And make a flask.
Look, why don't I do that while you get yourself sorted out?
Oh, would you?
No problem.
Oh, I'm useless, aren't I?
Not at all. Where's the flask?
Same cupboard as the coffee, and the kettle's not long boiled.
All right. Oh, you don't fill it right up just for you, do you?
What do you mean?
Don't let Amy see you doing that. Only boil enough for your immediate needs. Save the planet.
No, I've never thought of that. I would just fill it up.
Yeah, so did I, till she started biting my ankles about it.
Very green.
Of course, it saves money, too. Important on a vicar's salary.
Whereas I am ludicrously overpaid and one of the three main causes of global warming.
I didn't say that.
Well, it's true. Well, about the money, anyway. I don't know how you manage, especially bringing up a teenager.
You've just got to focus on what's essential.
Well, how much were those boots?
Not these. Well, I don't know. £25 from Army Surplus, I think.
Well, these are over 100, and what do I use them for? The occasional stroll up Lakey Hill.
Perhaps you ought to take them a bit further. Have you ever been to the Yorkshire Dales?
No.
Oh, that's great walking country. What are you like in a tent?
I'm afraid I can't answer that question.
Official Secrets Act.
Yeah, I assume a hospitality marquee at the races doesn't count.
No, that's not quite the sort of tent I had in mind.
Well, in that case, I've never been in one.
Never?
Just not a very tenty person.
Well, we'll have to make you tentier.
Can we book a nice B&B instead?
So we're going, then?
Well, yeah, if you like.
Yeah. All right, perhaps in the spring.
But I have roughed it, you know. When I did the Jubilee 2000 walk, we slept in all sorts of places.
Just no tents.
Give me time to think about it.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like waking up snug in your sleeping bag with the sounds of the morning all round you.
Keep talking.
Oh, I won't go on about it.
Oh, I don't know. You might just persuade me.
Oh.
You're so enthusiastic about things. I love that.
Do you? Usha, there's something I have to tell you.
Yeah?
I think I've made this coffee a bit strong.
Dad?
Is Tom gone?
No, I don't think so. Brenda made him coffee.
Ah, right.
You okay to go through some of the arrangements for the funeral?
Yeah. Got to be done, I suppose.
Oh, because, it's only a week to go now.
Yeah, I know.
Right, well, if you're sure...
Yeah, let's get on with it, Roy.
Okay, well, I've been talking to Clary. She said the WI are going to do the flowers in the church.
Oh, that's nice.
And Alan's given me a book of readings, some Bible ones and some others.
Right.
I've read through them, and, well, I've marked the ones I think you might like.
How many do we need, then?
I thought one Bible one and one of the others, if, well, that's all right with you.
Well, if that's what you think.
Well, do you want me to go through them with you now?
No, I'll read them later.
Okay. We need to think about music, too.
I've been thinking about that George Harrison song. Something. Your mum loved that. It's all right, that pop song, isn't it?
Yeah, if that's what you want, then I'll say that's what we're having. I mean, what about him?
We don't want to buy with me or one of them dreary ones.
No.
What about that, how does it go?
Lord of all hopefulness?
No, that's different words. Be thou something.
No, just leave it with me, Dad. Yeah? I'll sort it with Alan, yeah?
What's that then? Menus?
Yeah, for afterwards at Grey Gables. There you are.
Is this per person?
Yeah, don't worry about the price. Jack said we can have any of the finger buffet menus. You just got to choose which one.
Right. Oh, I didn't
well,
know.
Well, menu C is pretty good.
Let's go for that one, then.
Okay, right, menu C it is.
Roy, at the service, we want someone to talk about your mum, don't we?
Yeah, I thought...
I was wondering about Pat. I mean, she'd been big friends with Mum ever since we come to Ambridge. Even before he was born. I think she'd, you know, do a good job.
Yeah? Huh. It's kind of thinking that, I might say something.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't want to, did you?
No, I don't think I could.
So I thought, someone from the family...
Yeah, that'd be nice. What do you think, Brenda?
About what?
I thought we ought to ask Pat to say something about your mum at the funeral.
You mean like the eulogy?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
But Roy was saying he'd like to say something.
You're going to do the eulogy?
Well, no, we could both do one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, you and Pat?
No,
that's right.
Roy...
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, Brenda?
Yeah, lovely.
Roy and Pat. That's one from the family and one of her friends.
Okay, I'll have a chat to Pat about how we're going to split it.
Split it?
Well, you know. Who's going to talk about what?
Wait a bit. Let me ask Pat first.
I can do that, Dad.
No. I'd like to.
Yeah, well, all right, then.
What else is there?
Well, need to think about the order of service. I've got some different designs in the printers here. So I thought this one was nice. It's not too fussy.
I was lucky to get to you at all, actually. I popped in to see Bob Pullen on the way.
I bet you'd got half a day's work done by the time you got to me.
Well, not quite. And he was saying how much he'd enjoyed the Christmas show. He was kind enough to compare my singing voice to Cavan O'Connor.
You have got a good voice, Alan.
But with all that flattery, it was rather difficult to tear myself away.
And then I wasn't ready for you anyway.
So go on, then. Tell me, why didn't you sleep very well last night?
Oh, it was nothing.
And you've been very evasive about yesterday with your folks, too. Is it connected?
No, not really.
Usha.
I thought it was Catholic priests that were good at getting confessions.
No, I think that's CID officers. Come on, what's up?
All right, if you must know. It was pretty hard work.
Why is that?
It seems Sutty has been going on and on about you, so when I got there, I was bombarded with questions.
I see.
Well, it wasn't all negative. Sunanda and Deepak were fine about it.
Oh, I met them at Diwali, didn't I?
In fact, most of the younger ones didn't think it was a big deal, but the oldies... Usha, do you really think this friendship is wise?
But your parents, you mean?
No, they were even frostier.
Oh, poor you.
Well, I kept hoping that Shiv would speak up. They listened to him, but... He was annoyingly quiet about it all. I think he thinks you're another Richard.
I'm so sorry, Usha.
You've got nothing to apologise for.
Yeah, I don't want our relationship to cause friction with your family.
Well, they don't even know it's a relationship yet. As far as they're concerned, we're still just friends.
Oh.
But I'm sure that once they met you, they'd see you for the lovely man that you are.
Mm.
Not this mythical vicar figure.
Didn't seem to have that effect on Satya, though, did I? Didn't wow her with my sparkling personality.
I was glad to get away.
No wonder you didn't sleep very well.
Hiya!
Hi!
Oh, hello, David. Hard at work while the rest of us stroll over your land willy-nilly? No, just taking some silage out to the sheep.
Oh, poor things left out in the cold where the cows are all nice and warm indoors.
Preferential treatment, is it? Oh, absolutely not. Although we are quite pleased with the Herefords at the moment. We've done pretty well with the beef over Christmas.
Oh, good for you. Hey, we saw Will Grundy earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Near the Barford Bridge.
Didn't realise he worked over here.
Yeah, we let the shooting rights to Home Farm, so he's often over here, checking the covers and whatnot.
He seemed very cheerful anyway.
Yeah. Alan, listen, while you're here, do you happen to know when Betty's funeral is?
Yes, next Tuesday, about 3 o'clock at the church.
All right.
Then the family are going to the crematorium.
And the wake's at Grey Gables, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell Ruth then. Okay, better get on. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't imagine what it must be like at Willow Farm at the moment. It was bad enough for poor Nigel, but for Mike and Roy and Brenda...
That's a very tough time of year to have a sudden bereavement like that. Never else seems so happy.
Do you find it difficult?
In what way?
Being a widower yourself.
What? Does it bring it back, you mean?
I suppose.
Well, I remember what it was like for me, yeah. I try to put that to good use.
Empathise with the bereaved person?
Yeah, if you like. My job... it's such an important process for people to go through. And if I can help them, you know, make it as good as it can be, then it's quite a special thing. So it's not difficult. It's a privilege, really. What was that for?
Do I need a reason?
No, I don't suppose you do.
Can I put some money behind the bar?
Yeah, of course.
So people can have their first drink on me at least.
Yeah, that's no problem, Dad. You just specify the amount and we'll run a tab up to that limit.
Oh, thanks, Roy.
It's all right.
Lucky to have him, ain't we, Brenda? Someone who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, really lucky.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Let's see. Music, flowers, cars and the stuff we sorted out last week. You'll have a look through those readings?
Yeah, I'll do that today.
When Hayley comes back from the supermarket, I'll sort out this hymn with Alan. Then, when you know what readings you want, I'll type out the order of service and I'll get that to the printers.
I could do that.
No, it's all right, Bren.
No, I don't mind.
No, look, I've got all my notes, Bren. Honestly. It's simpler if I do it. Oh, and you'll talk to Pat about the eulogy, yeah?
Yeah. And there's something else I'm going to do, too. Are you going to use the phone?
Not right now.
Well, I'm going to ring Stan and tell him I'm going to start back with the round tomorrow morning.
Really?
Yeah, it's better than just hanging around the place.
I don't know, Dad. It's still very early days. Sure you're up to it?
Can I have one?
Oh, Brenda. What are you doing up?
Is there enough water in that kettle?
It's a bit early for the hens, isn't it?
No, Neil's doing them today.
Oh. Didn't wake you, did I?
No, don't worry, Dad. I heard you moving round, but I was awake anyway.
Right.
And if the last few days were anything to go by, do I get back to sleep now?
Yeah, know what you mean. No point just lying there, is there?
No. So I thought I'd get up, see you off.
Thanks, love.
Actually, have you got a few minutes?
Well, I'm going to drink this first.
Well, so if I got dressed, why don't I help you with around? Morning.
Oh, Susan. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was awake.
Oh. Well, could I put the light on, then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just the little one. You've been awake long?
Oh, ages.
What were you thinking about?
This shop job.
Uh-huh.
It's been a week since Peggy offered it me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, now that Christmas is over. Oh, I really ought to let her know if I want it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Otherwise, they need to advertise.
So what do you think?
Oh, that's the trouble. I don't know. Is it the sort of job I want?
Well, you know what you're doing there.
Not very challenging, you mean?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You'd be the manager. There's a lot of responsibility. You're always saying you wanted more of that.
True.
Especially with the post office as well. And the shop side. Well, it's almost like being your own boss. Jack Woolley don't interfere much, does he?
Well, not now, no. Not like he used to. I suppose he wants to sell it off like the cab.
Oh, if he did, he'd probably be doing it now, wouldn't he? Not looking for someone to take over.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, he wouldn't stitch up like that. Not like some people.
So are you saying I should take it, then?
Well, it's your decision, though. I can't make it for you.
Oh.
There's the bookkeeping inside, I suppose. Don't get to do much of that at the Laurels.
And you love a gossip, don't you?
Neil?
Well, you hear it all in the shop.
Well, I felt a bit all out of things since I cut down my errors there.
I think if it was me, I'd jump at it.
Yeah. It's just...
It's Betty, isn't it?
It feels so strange being offered the job because she's not there to do it anymore.
Look, love, if Betty could have picked someone to take over from her, who do you think she'd have chosen?
Oh, I know.
She'd be the first to tell you not to be so silly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go and do the hens. And then perhaps we could have a bit of breakfast together before I do the pigs.
Yeah, all right.
Was there anything else?
No, it's just the job I was thinking about.
About the job, I mean.
Well, at the end of the day, it's still shop work, isn't it? It's not what I imagined myself doing with the rest of my life.
Shop manager?
I always saw myself in a nice office somewhere.
Oh, well, you've had quite a few jobs like that. The estate, the surgery, the school.
Oh, I really enjoyed it there.
Yeah, but none of them really worked out long term, did they?
Rhoda and Rosie, they was called, the first two.
How did Mum get into it?
I don't suppose you remember Carol Tregoran, do you?
No.
She told your Mum there was a demand for goat's milk. She was right, too.
People with allergies use it, don't they?
Yeah. She sold the milk to Elf Food Shop in Borchester. Then she started making cheese. Worked really hard at it.
She worked really hard at everything, didn't she?
Yeah. Threw herself in 100%. Had 9 of 10 by the end, goats and kids.
I remember seeing the photos. Those slides you used to show us.
We ought to get those out again.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Anyway, we'll just call in here and then we'll head home.
Great.
Bet you'd be ready for some breakfast, wouldn't you?
I am, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, good.
Haven't felt much like eating this week.
No, me neither.
Hi, Pat.
Hello, Mike. Nice to see you back at work.
Yeah, first day. My old Stan, I take it back on from today.
You got a helper too. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Pat.
Chilly morning, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
Tom was planning to deliver the veg boxes this week.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, he said he'd do it for as long as he needed.
No, that's all right. Well, maybe... Just this week and next, eh, with the funeral.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell him.
In fact, that's why I call round, Pat. Not the veg boxes, the funeral. We was wondering if you'd like to do a eulogy.
What? At the church?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Mike. I hadn't
well,
thought
we'd like you to.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely. Roy's going to do one as well, but you being one of Betty's oldest friends, like...
Well, yes, of course I will, if that's what you want.
We do.
It's quite a responsibility.
Yeah, well, we know you'd do her justice.
I'll certainly try. I'll need to speak to Roy, won't I?
Yeah. Oh, he's been great. Really getting me organised.
That's good.
Well, both of them have been smashing. I don't know how I'd cope without them.
And you know if there's anything else we can do?
Yeah, I know that, Pat. Thanks.
Hello, Mike.
Oh.
Is that Brenda in there?
Hi, Clary.
Hello, love. Are you all right?
Not too bad, you know.
Yeah. How about you, Mike?
A bit better now. I'm working.
Good.
Anyway, Pat, I'll leave you to it, and thanks for saying you'll do it.
No. Thank you for asking me.
If you want to give Roy a ring any time, I know he's keen to talk to you.
Later on today?
Yeah, that'll be fine. See you, Clary.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye, love.
What did Mike want, then?
He's asked me to speak at Betty's funeral.
Oh, that's nice. What, like a reading or something?
No. A eulogy.
Oh, really? Oh, I couldn't do that in a million years.
Not sure I'm going to be able to.
can't say no, can you? Not if they asked you.
No. I mean, it's a great honour to be asked, but it's a bit daunting.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, let's get inside.
Yeah.
It's soon to get back to work, eh?
Yeah, I thought that.
Those people wait till after the funeral, don't they?
Every time Tony's been up there, Mike's been working.
Yeah.
Oh, his way of coping, I suppose.
Oh, I expect he finds it easier when he's doing some.
Yeah, I can understand that. So what are you going to say then about Betty? Oh, I've hardly begun to think. There's so much, isn't there?
Yeah. She was such a lovely, generous woman, eh? Best of friends to me.
I know. She was one of the kindest women I ever knew.
Yeah, that was her, all right.
Oh, I'm going to miss her.
Me too.
Come on through, Susan. Take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Can I get you a coffee or something?
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Woolley. I can't stay long. I've just popped over in my lunch hour.
I understand. Well, what can I do for you?
It's about the shop manager's job. Perhaps Mr. Woolley had better be in on this.
Jack's not... he's not available at the moment.
Oh.
But I'm sure he'd be happy for you to talk to me about it.
Oh, all right.
I can always bring him up to date later.
Yeah.
Well?
Well, if the offer's still open, I'd like to accept.
Wonderful. I'm so pleased.
Will I have to have an interview?
Oh, not for the shop, no. But you will have to have one for the post office.
Oh, okay.
So, I wouldn't give in your notice at the Laurels yet.
Oh, no.
Although I'm sure there won't be any problem there. I would have thought it would only be a formality for someone with your experience.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
So we must get on and organise that right away.
Well, I only have to give a week's notice anyway, so once the post office side is sorted out...
Oh, that might be Caroline. Excuse me a moment.
Oh, well, actually...
She rang earlier. Oh, hello, Caroline. I thought it was you.
It's now convenient.
Oh, I've got Susan with me, but I don't think we'll take much longer.
Oh, right. If you're sure...
Now, Susan...
Actually, if it's all right, I think I'd better get back to work.
Oh, I can come back later.
Oh, no, I think we've covered what we need to. Is that all right, Mrs. Woolley?
Oh, yes. We had the good news, anyway.
I'll get off, then.
Oh, just one thing, Susan... We thought we'd close the shop on Tuesday as a mark of respect and so that everyone can attend the funeral.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
But we'll need to warn the customers.
Well, I'm there this evening. I could do a sign or something.
Oh, good. Well, let me see you out.
Oh, no. No, it's all right. You get on with your business with Caroline. Bye then.
Bye. Bye. Now, Caroline.
Is Jack around? I think he might want to hear what I've got to say.
To be honest with you, he isn't having a very good day.
Oh, no.
He's been very confused all morning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Is it something I can deal with?
Well, I can certainly tell you what I've got in mind.
Yes?
I'm interested in putting in an offer for Grey Gables.
Are you?
Well, Oliver and I are.
I see. Please don't take this the wrong way, Caroline, but are you sure you can afford it?
I'll be frank. It will be a stretch. We'll have to sell up a lot of assets.
Even so.
And the balance would be backing from a business partner, a friend of Oliver's.
I see.
We've had a meeting with him. In principle, he's very interested.
In principle?
Well, obviously I'd need to draw up a full business plan before we'd be sure. But he's very positive.
Hmm. Well, Caroline, first let me say that I'd love to see Grey Gables with you as owner-manager. I couldn't think of a better person, and I'm sure Jack would feel the same.
Oh, good.
But it sounds to me as if you're going to take a long time to realise all the capital you'd need.
Well, we'd get on with it as quickly as we can.
And with things the way they are, unfortunately, we really are looking for a very quick sale.
You don't have to cook us breakfast, Hayley.
No, it's fine. Out on the round 2 days running, you deserve a sit down when you come in.
Well, it's very nice of you.
Morning.
Hello. That's a work suit.
You're going to work?
You never said.
I just decided.
Are you sure? It's very early.
It's 9:15.
No, I mean after. No,
it's our busiest time of the year. Got New Year's Eve party on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's been very good of Caroline to let me off as long as she has.
I'm sure she understands.
Well, Dad's back at work.
It's a different sort of work, though.
No point in arguing with him, Hayley.
I'll ring Dad later on about the order of service.
Aren't you going to have any breakfast?
No, I'll get something there.
Hey, hold on. Don't I get a kiss?
Oh, yeah, sorry, of course.
You take care of yourself.
I will. See you later.
Do you think that's a good idea?
There's no point in arguing with
him. Oh, the eggs! This is ready now.
Oh, do you want some plates?
Oh, please.
There you are.
No, it's just for you and Mike.
Right, you can have anything.
I'll have some cereal. I haven't been out in the cold for hours like you.
Okay, just make sure you do.
Yeah, I will. Hope my husband does too.
Where's Roy off to?
Grey Gables.
He's gone to work, Mike.
Oh. Did he say he was going?
Snap decision.
He's good at those.
There you are. 2 full English breakfasts for the workers.
Oh, it's really nice of you, Hayley.
It's only a bit of breakfast.
No, it is, isn't it, Brenda?
Yeah, I was saying.
Stop it, both of you. Do you want tea or coffee, Mike? Something wrong?
No. No, nothing.
What is it?
It's really... Don't worry about it.
Dad? What is it?
No, it's silly. I always just like my eggs with a runny yolk is all. So I bet you always did.
I'm sorry. I mean, with Roy going, I got distracted. I left yours, you know, for a bit longer than... I'll do another.
No, it's fine.
No, I don't mind.
No, Hayley.
It's no trouble. It only taken me.
No, really, I shouldn't have. It's only an egg.
So, has Vince got his orders?
He has. It's just ordinary lunches and dinners today, so we should be able to manage fine.
What are you cooking for you and Adam? Not a turkey, surely.
Gimme file.
Oh, just right for 2.
And done very simply, no bells or whistles.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I mean, it's Caroline, it's me day off.
Well, make sure you enjoy it.
I intend to. Oh. Hiya, Roy.
Ryan. Morning, Caroline.
Roy, what are you doing here?
I've come back to work.
But I said you should take all the time you needed.
It's been over a week now.
I certainly didn't expect to see you this soon.
I'm going to get on with all the New Year stuff.
Oh, it's all in hand.
You must have been really stretched.
We've managed. Really, Roy, don't you think you should be at home?
Everything's under control there.
No, I mean, just for yourself.
We've been coping fine.
I don't want you to have to cope, so I've come back.
Well...
Look, I'd better get off.
Yeah, don't let me keep you.
I'll see you tomorrow then?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Tell Adam Happy Christmas.
Ah, well, don't overdo it, Roy.
I won't. Right, what's the staffing like? Anyone off sick?
Why don't you have a coffee first? I'll get some from the kitchen.
Oh, that's all right. I'll do it. Do you want some?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Right, then I'll have a look at the roaches.
Caroline Pemberton?
Oh, good morning. It's Rupert Dalloway from Rodwen Watson's estate agents. You left a message?
Oh, yes. Thank you for calling back. I want to put my house on the market. The Dower House in Ambridge.
Oh, that's better.
I hope you're a bit less manky than when you came in.
I've been lambing. What do you expect?
So was Andy on for the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah. And Jeff tonight. And they're welcome to it. I don't want to see another bottle of Drench for 24 hours.
Well, not even this one.
Ah, well, fizzy white Drench is a different matter.
So how's it going?
Oh, starting to hot up now. We'll be flat out by the weekend, so this is the nicest I'm likely to be for the next 2 weeks.
Lovely. More night shifts in the caravan?
If you can't stand the cold, get out of the lambing shed.
Well, Adam, me boy, you can forget all about that now. Happy Christmas.
Oh, thanks. Happy Christmas.
And, here's a wee extra present.
Oh, Ian, I feel bad now. I haven't got you anything.
Look, you give me plenty on Christmas Day. And I've got something to open.
Have you?
Yeah, it came while you were in the shower. Typical Mads. Late again.
Ah, the famous Mads.
Yeah, look, you could tell that handwriting anywhere. If it was any bigger, the parcel would need an annex.
Can I open this, then?
It's just a wee extra.
Yeah, are you trying to tell me something?
Well?
I'd better put some on now, then, had I?
If you like.
Go and open yours. Perhaps I should spray the lambing shed with it.
I wonder what Andy would think about that. Oh, that's Beezer.
What is it?
Look, it's one of those wee key ring torch things, look.
Ah, very stylish.
She always gets good presents, does Mads. No, there's a letter too. Yeah, thought it would do until they installed this newfangled electric light in Ambridge.
Wow, that's bright, isn't it?
Cheeky mare.
Even in daylight.
Up to me gorgeous neck in a series of documentaries.
Sure.
But they've unplugged the treadmill for a don't blink, you'll miss it Christmas break. No.
What?
Couldn't face Ma or the platoon of ants after the destruction of planet Dermot. You remember her marriage broke up?
Yeah, you said.
I'm not surprised, the man's a total sleazebag. Mm. So I'm spending Christmas with the office lovelies, Bridget Jones or what? we really must get...
Yeah, get up to London and see her. How often have I heard you say that?
Well, it's wrong. I mean, you haven't met my oldest friend yet.
Oh, maybe she could come down here when she's finished her docs.
In the new year. Definitely.
Mm. Now, are you going to have some of that champagne, or am I going to have to drink it all?
Oh, what are you doing here?
Are you going to do some laundry?
I've just put a load in, Roy.
I've got a shirt I need to wash.
Stick it in the basket.
Yeah, okay. As long as it's ready for Tuesday.
You haven't come home for lunch, have you?
No. No, surgery rang. They've got a copy of the post-mortem, so I'm going to go in so they can talk me through it.
Do you have to do that?
We want to know that everything was done right, Hayley.
I mean, why does it have to be you all the time? I'm worried about you. Look, you're taking on so much.
Why does everyone keep saying that? I'm fine.
This is a terrible time for you. And for all of us.
Yeah, someone's got to deal with this stuff. We can't expect Dad to do that or Brenda.
Why not?
Well, they couldn't do it, not the state they're in.
It's the same state that you're in.
They couldn't get through it without me.
You really got me into trouble with Lillian.
Well, I don't know. Seemed like a good idea to serve up a home farm product.
I've eaten more venison than Robin Hood.
Did you say that?
And a lot more besides.
Anyway, I think she's forgiven us now. Mm. This is fantastic. What's in the mash?
It was just a few truffle shavings.
Mm.
So tell me about South Africa.
Oh, yeah, well... When Alice got on the phone, I heard most of it again. Looks like she's definitely going to do her gap year out there.
When you've got a sister in Johannesburg, why look anywhere else?
Not sure what Brian thinks about it. Or Mum, come to that, losing yet another of her precious offspring.
She's lucky she's got you in the doorstep.
Yes, I often tell her that.
Oh, that's gone quickly. I'll get another bottle.
No, I'm in charge of the wine.
I'll get it.
I have to feel useful somehow.
No, I'll get that.
If it's Andy, tell him I'm on my gap year.
Hello?
Ian, it's Caroline. I'm sorry to bother you.
That's all right. Has something happened?
No, well, not exactly.
Well, what's up?
If Roy contacts you about the New Year's Eve party, would you refer him to me, please?
Well, I thought he had taken it back on.
Oh, he was doing his best, poor thing. But he was so distracted.
Yeah, I did wonder.
He really wasn't on top of things at all. He was a bit resistant, but I had to send him home.
All right.
I've told you not even to think about coming back to work until after the funeral.
Dad?
Yes?
Where are you?
Bedroom.
Can I come in? You're decent.
Yes, love.
Did you want some lunch? I've just realised how late it is. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Will you... getting some clothes out?
Yeah, I was, I was trying to.
What is it?
I don't know what to wear.
What?
Roy rang me this morning about the order of service.
Yeah, he said he was going to.
Well,
once we'd agreed that, well, that's it. It's all arranged now.
Yeah.
So I thought about decide what to wear. Make sure it fitted or might need cleaning.
And?
So I opened the wardrobe and I got the suit I bought for Roy's wedding. But last time I wore it, it was a bit tight. So I thought I'd try it on. I thought I'd try it on and show Betty, because she'd know. She'd sort it out.
Oh, Dad.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do without her?
Manage somehow.
It's breaking my heart.
I know, me too.
Oh.
Have you got a tissue?
By your mum's side.
Do you want one?
A hanky.
Oh.
Oh, it's pathetic, isn't it? Grown man. Oh, can't dress himself.
It's not like that. Look, Dad. You want to look your best for Mum, don't you?
Oh, of course I do.
So, why not buy a new suit?
Oh. No, I'd never decide.
Well, I'll come with you. I'll help you choose.
Would you?
Well, go clothes shopping. Just try stopping me.
Yeah.
You and me, we'll go together. Mm. And we'll choose something that'll do Mum proud.
You could tell as soon as he arrived. He looked dreadful. He had the sort of manic, I can cope expression on his face.
Oh, poor Roy. I'm sure you were right to send him home.
Definitely.
But it must put a lot of pressure on you.
Oh, it's nothing I haven't dealt with before. And Trudy's been great.
Is she in charge this morning?
Yeah. And when I get in, it's full speed ahead on tomorrow's party. You sure you don't want to come, Shula?
No, not this year.
It's a very good band. They play for our spring ball.
Oh, I can't seem to raise the enthusiasm, really. And Daniel's keen to stay up and see the new year in. I expect we'll just do that and go to bed.
Oh, shall I go ahead here?
Yes, you'd better.
This is much too narrow.
Oh, it's terribly puddled underfoot, too.
Landowner's letting things slip a bit.
Oh, this is estate land. I'll give Graham Ryder a ring.
It was awful seeing him so helpless.
Must have been terrible for you, Bran.
They meant to dry your eyes, if you know what I mean.
And it was because of a suit.
Well, that's what started it. What to wear for the funeral, but it was really about missing Mum. He's like this big, strong bloke, but he relied on her for so much.
So you're going to sort him out?
Yeah. Said we'd go and buy him a new one, something Mum would like.
But isn't that going to be, well, you know, difficult for both of you?
Probably. I thought about going tomorrow, but, well, Saturday in the sales, so we're going to go on Monday. Anyway, let's get these boxes delivered.
Okay, I'll just grab one out of the back.
One good thing about yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Dad's been worrying about the hospital, whether they should have kept Mum in.
Roy said you were going to get the post-mortem report.
They did. And they got our doctor to explain it to him. She looked at the, discharge notes as well.
And?
She said as far as she could see, the hospital had done everything they could to reduce the risks.
Oh.
She said this sort of thing just happens sometimes.
So hard to take, though, isn't it?
Oh, you're telling me.
Just seems so random.
Yep.
Oh, morning, Matt.
Morning.
Veg box.
What? Thought they normally came with a meal.
They do, usually, but I'm delivering them for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Because of, there's a Betty, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I was sorry to hear about that, Brenda.
Thank you.
You doing all right?
Well, coping, you know.
Yeah. And how's your dad?
Same, really.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, this veg box.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't get them all done yesterday.
No problem. How much is it?
$7.95, please.
Ah, you're on the till, are you?
Mm-hmm.
You got change of 20?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I think Lillian's going to try to get to the funeral. When is it?
Tuesday afternoon.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be in London, I'm afraid.
That's 8, 9, 10, 2 fives, all right?
Yeah, one.
And that's 20.
Cheers.
And there's your box.
Chap. Good lord, what's that ugly thing?
Celeriac. There's a recipe in the box.
Oh, I can't see Lillian going hand to hand with that.
And one of the main planks of my campaign is the need to clamp down on the menace of traffic.
I see.
Now, Ruth, you are a mother. You must be terrified to let your children wander around this village.
Well, I wouldn't say terrified.
I can tell you I've had some pretty close encounters on my bike.
Like E.T.?
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Now, I know that my previous traffic survey achieved, well, a little less than I hoped.
You mean the drive carefully signs?
Frankly, you might as well put up a no charging sign in a rhino enclosure. Motorists seem to disengage their brain as soon as they engage first gear.
Not all motorists, surely.
So I am campaigning for aggressive physical measures.
Drive slowly or we'll send the boys round.
Ruth, I'm not sure you're giving this matter the weight it deserves.
Sorry.
Now, Coriander was saying... Well, you know we had Coriander and Justin for Christmas.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes, lovely, thank you. Now, where they live, the council has really taken this seriously. So it's quieter, there's less air pollution, and people feel safer when they walk the streets.
Really?
Yes. I'm afraid it's the only way to control recalcitrant and recidivist Well, you see, that just proves my point, doesn't it?
Hey, wasn't that your opponent?
Oh, yes. I think we can guess which side of the argument Lillian's on.
So, on Wednesday, I went round to Peggy and told her I was interested in buying Grey Gables.
What did she say?
Well, I could have hoped for a better reaction.
Really? I'd have thought she'd be delighted at the prospect of you taking it over.
Jack, too. Unfortunately, Jack was having a bit of a bad day.
Oh, dear.
So I still don't know what he thinks about it.
She didn't put you off?
Oh, no. Far from it. In principle, she thought the idea was fine.
I should think so.
Reading between the lines, I think it's taken her so long to persuade Jack to part with the place that now he's said yes, she really wants to get on with it.
But if they've waited this long...
So I've contacted an agent to put the Dower House on the market.
Oh, who are you using?
Rodway's.
Ah.
Do you know Rupert Dalloway?
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good. What about your tenants?
Oh. Their lease comes up in mid-January, thank goodness. Oh, that's well-behaved.
Oh, it's Lillian.
Oh, so it is.
Morning, Lillian.
Thanks. What was I saying?
Oh, the Dower House.
Oh, yeah. Not the best time of year to put a house on the market. But needs must.
Well, at least Christmas is behind us now. And it's a beautiful property.
Yes. I'll be sad to see it go. Even though it isn't really my home anymore.
Yeah, I wonder who'll buy it. Yet another incomer, I suppose.
Well, I can't afford to be choosy. If they've got the money, I'll have to take it.
Oh, of course.
And I'll have to sell my share of the bull, too.
Gosh.
Oh, please keep that quiet. Only you and Oliver know at the moment.
Oh, no, I won't say a word.
I managed to get hold of my accountant to ask him for a rough valuation. But they won't be getting on to it till Tuesday.
Oh, it's a frustrating time of year when you want to get things done.
It certainly is. With Peggy so keen to sell... I feel really up against the clock.
Can you get that, Matt?
Can't you?
I'm working. Go on, Tiger.
I've done nothing but answer the flaming door all morning. Can't a bloke read the paper in peace? Right. It's not the school for the deaf. Ah.
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, Linda, how nice.
Is Lillian in?
No, I'm afraid she...
Who is it?
Is.
May I come in?
Looks like you already have. It's for you, sweetheart.
This way, is it?
Yeah. Just follow the sweet sound of her voice.
Who did you say it was?
He didn't. Good morning, Lillian.
I thought you'd be pleased to see Linda.
You know, actually, I am. You're just the person I need.
Am I?
Well, you're a whiz with computers, aren't you?
Well,
Yes, Robert says I do have a certain facility.
Look, I'm going to make a coffee. Do you want one, Linda?
Is it fair trade?
I doubt it.
In that case, no, thank you.
Suit yourself.
I'll have one.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Now, Linda, while you're here, how do I do one of these picture thingies?
Clip art.
Yeah, that's it.
It's quite simple.
Insert. Insert what? One of these CD things?
No, no, no. Insert. Picture. Clip art. What sort of picture did you want?
A horse.
Horse. There you are.
Good Lord, I don't want it as big as that.
Now, don't panic. Just take hold of a corner, like this, and make it smaller. It's quite straightforward, you see. Just a minute.
What?
Lillian Bellamy for a brighter Ambridge.
It's just a little flyer.
I'm sorry. I just can't help you with your campaign literature.
You just did, darling. Very nice it looks, too.
Oh.
Insert. Must remember that.
I take it that this leaflet will not be calling for a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in Ambridge.
Well, not for horses.
Given your example earlier today...
What are you talking about?
When I am elected, I shall do my best to see that traffic calming measures are installed that will tame your excesses and those of every motorist who thinks they can treat this village like Brands Hatch.
If you think you'll get elected on that ticket, darling, be my guest. I'm for decluttering the streets and removing all these ugly signs.
Those signs are for safety.
Treating grown adults like children and turning this village into a low-rent spaghetti junction.
So you're for appropriate signage, are you?
Absolutely.
Well... You won't remember this because you were out of the country avoiding tax.
Well, the best thing to do with tax, I've...
But the finger post that adorns our green is only there because I campaigned for it almost single-handedly. Traditional signage in Ambridge would be a distant memory if it wasn't for me.
So, it's vote Linda for a sleeping policeman on every street.
It most certainly is. Well, thank you, Lillian, and good day to you.
Coffee's nearly done. Oh, you're leaving so soon, Linda. Shall I show you out?
I can find my own way, thank you.
Don't exceed the speed limit, darling.
Bye. Have you been teasing her, pussycat?
No, I shouldn't, but I just can't help it.
Right, let's have a look at your leaflet, then.
Oh, it's not finished yet.
Hang on a minute.
But I think you'll get the gist.
Yeah, better care by landowners of public rights of way.
Yeah, it's quite a popular policy, I think.
But... You're effectively protesting against me.
No. Just against any landowner who, just as an example, changes a bridleway sign to a footpath sign, sir.
This isn't why I suggested you stand for the parish council, you know.
I don't recall that you did. I seem to remember it being my own idea.
If you get elected and start throwing your weight around, I might find you less attractive.
Think I'll get drunk on power? Make a change from the usual stuff.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if you were to instruct your minions to look after your bridal ways a little better sort out the signage, then I might be persuaded to ditch that bit.
You sure you don't want me to carry it in for you, Ruth?
No, I'm a farmer, not some Grange spinny housewife. Go on, get it.
All right, then. See ya.
Bye. Bye, Brenda.
Bye.
Right, job done. I think we deserve a drink. Is the bull all right?
Yeah, okay.
In fact, let me buy you some lunch as a thank you for helping me.
Oh, sounds great, but I'll be buying.
Don't be silly.
You're the one that's been helping.
What do you mean?
You've been brilliant, Tom, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm just glad to be able to help.
I mean it.
Don't suppose you've thought much about New Year's Eve?
Not really. I can't see myself going to a party or anything.
You don't want people saying Happy New Year all the time, do you?
No.
I remember what it was like. But there will be Happy New Years. Maybe not this one, but in the future.
Will there?
Lots of them. You'll see.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.